Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What do you think of whenever I say that we will all find ourselves captive in the fortress of lies? What comes to mind for you on that? I know one of the things when I've worked with clients again and again that's come up for them is that they seem to be shackled. They seem to be chained to this same problem that keeps showing up no matter what it is that they do, that they think they've got a handle on it, and then it rears its ugly head again. Well, I told you yesterday that if you got a mean dog chasing you, the worst thing you can do is run from it. And when you've got a painful past that keeps sucking your power away, the worst thing you can do is to run from it. The most damaging thing that you can do is continuing to try to fix it. Because all it will do is remind you of who you were when that problem took place, how you did not have the skills, you didn't have the support, you didn't have the know-how on how to be able to move forward. And this is the reason why you keep getting triggered going back to the original imprint and then the lies that it will tell you about you, because you will see things as you are, not as they are. So today, we stop running from it. And instead, we decide what we're going to go to, not that we're going through. We are going to. But to be able to do that, you have to use what's known as the pyramid of action for achievement. Now, if you want the graph that goes with this, go to drewdawnferguson.com/PC. And there you'll see where you'll be able to download this actual graph. That's the pyramid of power. So in the meantime, I'm going to describe it to you. Imagine a pyramid that has four levels. And the lowest level is going to be a level one. The level all the way at the top at the peak is going to be a level four. It's the same way whenever you're going up in an elevator in a building. The levels at the bottom are the lower numbers. The levels at the top are the higher numbers. Now, instead of starting at the lowest level, we're going to start all the way at the top of your pyramid of power for action. We're going to start at level four. And level four is what's known as the curiosity level. This really is the highest level in your brainwave state. Curiosity. This is when we begin to take action based on the questions that we ask ourselves. And whenever we go through an experience that triggers emotions, we always ask ourselves these three questions. And these three questions happen in 1,000th of 1 second. It's so fast that you don't realize that it's taking place. But this is what determines if you continue to repeat a painful past or you stop running. You stand in your power and you say, this is how I'm moving forward. Forward into fulfillment. Here's the three questions. What does this mean? That's the very first question. Again, we've got to bring this into conscious awareness or you'll repeat the past. Number two, what does this mean about me? And then number three, how do I avoid or how do I amplify? And if you have the same problem coming up again and again, you're stuck in avoidance. Because how do I amplify means, what do I need to do to bring me out at my very best? What do I need to focus on? How do I optimize my feelings? And how do I choose actions for achievement? When you're stuck in, how do I avoid? Then you're looking at trying to fix. And when you go into what needs to be fixed, you're always going to find more to be fixed, because the subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns and success or failure, is simply a habit and pattern. Your powerful subconscious mind can only choose one of these directions: progress or pain. Okay, so that's level 4, all the way at the very top. And then the level below it is level 3, pain avoidance. By the way, this is the strongest of all of the levels, because pain demands either an immediate reaction or response. What's the difference? Reactions are based on past pain. Responses are based on future impact. We have to get you into responses, being response able, responsibility. But to do that, you need to know that when the pain shows up, well, what meaning are you going to attach to it? And then what meaning are you going to attach to it about you? I'll give you an example of this. I wound up getting into a shouting match with somebody. That is so rare in my life. But it means that I was out of control. I thought the only way they could hear me is if I escalated my voice above the pain I was in. I was in a reactionary state. The pain was no longer giving me cues on what I needed to do to handle it. The pain had gotten to the point to where now the pain was ruling me, because I did not take action on the curiosity when the pain first showed up. I allowed it to build till it boiled over. And now I'm in pain avoidance. I had to wait until I was settled down and then go, okay, let's go back into that curiosity state. What does this mean? What does this mean about me? And how do I amplify now? How do I move forward? Okay. The level below, second level, is the pleasure level. Now, this level is triggered by actions that either bring immediate gratification or longer-term satisfaction. And when we are at our worst, we will choose immediate gratification unless we have set up beforehand and we have somebody guiding us to long-term satisfaction. Do you think whenever I screamed at that person this morning, I was getting immediate gratification? I will tell you, oh, yes, I was. I was projecting the pain I was in upon them. But as soon as I did that, I was basically saying, I cannot have the life I choose until you decide to make it better. Oh, I handed my power away and I got pleasure in it. But it was only short-term gratification, right in the moment. And then whenever it was over with, it was like, that is a scary place to be, saying I can only be okay when someone outside of me decides that I can be okay. Now, I might need to move into partnership with them on resolving whatever's going on, but it'll never work when you're handing away your pain. Okay, last level, the lowest level, the analytical level. This is when we process one of two ways. We either process based on the upper levels being activated. Now, if those upper levels have been activated for achievement, we're good to go. Now we can analyze and make a decision that's going to be the healthiest for us. But if those levels up above have been activated in a dysfunctional way, now we're going to get more dysfunction. Because we are broken, we are flawed, we need to be fixed instead of revealing us at our healthiest. We need to override the neural pathway that is a problem. We can never shut it down. We can only override it. By the way, I've got something that can assist you with that. Go to DrewDawnFerguson.com and you'll see a free hypnosis audio that will assist you in beginning to lay the neural network that is going to override the dysfunction. Okay, so until we get together again, know that when you turn on yourself at your best, that's when you're going to be brilliant in the life that you design. But when you're turned on at your worst, all you can do is try to put a Band-Aid on the pain that you're experiencing.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to DawnLandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.